Well, good evening, Audio Boots, Adrian at Turbo Stream. High up on the Wastley Hills. It's... what's the time? It's about 4:30. On Thursday the 23rd of January, 2014. A bitterly cold wind. And I was hoping to see the sunset. But I've missed it because there's a ridge of cloud on the horizon. Sun was going down between Avonlea Hill and the Malverns. But there's a nice mist descending on the Worcestershire plain now. From South Shropshire, North Worcestershire. We've got the lights, still got some light, cheating the daylight, or gambling with the daylight. So we've got a little plaque, so that says. As you're taking the glorious view across Worcestershire that you can see from here, let your eye drift to the right flank of the valley where you can see a large area of bare soil. A close look reveal the numerous holes of what is Rabbit Warren. Rabbits are common here at Wastley and they're large numbers and constantly living in shapes. The way the plants grow or not, as the case may be, on this section of the hills. So we've got a valley in front of us that's wooded with large sections of open grass, looking down into a where the bluebells grow in the spring. Depending on the time of year, you'll see a blaze of yellow gorse flowering. So the noise you can hear in the background is the M5. So there's not too much wind because it's quite a stiff wind blowing. My nose is running again. Yes, I was hoping to see the sunset, but I say I've missed it. Never mind. Such is life. Yes, I've been in a bit of a mood today. We're having this new machine installed at work. And I'll be honest, I've kept out of the way. There was no need for me to go in, really. So I've seen that many machines over my working life coming and going. It's not particularly exciting anymore. I'm not the principal operator, so it doesn't really matter if I'm not there during the install. I'll be there. I'll have to go in at the weekend to do a little bit of training on it. So I thought I might today. One of my last days off for a month or two. And I've wasted it really, because it's been a bit cold. I wasn't really in the mood to go to walking. We've had beautiful weather. And I didn't take my zoom out, I didn't take my camera out, I didn't take my walking boots out. So I was in the wrong frame of mind, really. I felt a bit tired as well. So I thought, well, I'll come up the Wastley tonight, watch the sunset, which I've missed. And just have a short breathing space on the hill. Got the Malverns silhouetted against the mist. See the Clear Hills and the Avonlea Hill. I can see down into Worcestershire as well. Breeden Hill is a big hill. On the left as you get down the M5. That's pretty much looking south. So I'm going to make my way back to the car. It's getting cold now. The sun's gone. So any heat that there was there has now a bit dissipated. So we're just walking through the cattle enclosure. This, I hadn't realised until, was it this year, that they graze cattle on the top of the Wiseleys. So now looking north, going towards, see the Clent Hills where I'm standing, or walking, and see the M5. Snaking away in the distance. It's all muddy, if you're listening. You're going to come down that bit of the M5. And you'd have gone up it as well. I think you went north when you went over Christmas. You'd have passed this way. Not far from Frankie's Services. I can just see Frankie's Services just on the horizon as it snakes round to the left. We're not far from the source of the River Rye. That snakes its way down into through Bermondsey Detention to Warwickshire. Yeah, so it's kind of a bit of a catch-up. I'm trying to cheer myself up, boo. I'm not depressed or anything, I've just had one of them days when I couldn't be arsed, really. You know, we always get them days. I'm sure I'll be fine tomorrow. I suppose I've annoyed at myself for wasting today when we had such glorious weather. If I'd have had my brains in gear, I'd have taken my walking boots out with me and my pack and my camera. But I just wasn't really in the mood for it, you know. Sometimes you're not, are you? And I suppose I'm a bit slightly not looking forward to doing all these extra hours I'm going to be out to doing. It's been coming for a while, and I've been trying to make every moment of my free time off before I go into a period of extra work over the next 2 or 3 months running this new machine. They want me to go in more hours, and I suppose I'm a bit, I don't know, but I suppose I've, thinking about it, I've enjoyed my freedom over the last 12 months, and I wanted to continue. But hey ho, we're coming up to the colder months of the winter now, end of January, February, March, they're normally the cold months, so maybe I'll just build up some time off, and then in the spring I'll be able to get out a bit more. So I'm not even sure what hours I'll be doing yet. So I'll just have to see what happens. So on that cheery note, I'll end this boo. And I'll speak to you soon. Once again, thanks for listening. And ta-ra a bit.